At 6 o'clock, the train pulled into the station at Winchester, where a young police officer stopped us on the platform and led us to a waiting carriage. "Inspector Lestrade," he said, "sent a note telling me to meet you and take you directly to the Copper Beaches. He said to remind you that it's August and we're running out of ice. He doesn't want to leave the body lying on the floor of the house any longer than he has to. It's already smelling." The 5 miles from the centre of the city to the country house were scenic and, with the heat gone from the day, remarkably pleasant. The house looked no different than it had the last time I had been there 12 years ago, when we came to the assistance of Miss Violet Hunter. If anything, the building and grounds seemed somewhat spruced up. A fresh coat of paint and a trimmed lawn enhanced its appearance. "I assume that Mrs. Rucastle inherits the estate," I said as we pulled up the drive. "Unless he designated otherwise in his will," said Holmes. "Given his hostility toward his daughter, I would not expect him to leave her a farthing. He might bequeath a portion to his son. He should soon be of age to receive it." 18 by now," I said. Lestrade was waiting for us at the front door. "He's in the parlour," was all he said before turning and walking back into the